Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Leadership and Management Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Friday morning, July 19th, 2024, and we have a great mix of leadership and management headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
Andrew Kalich tapped as Oregon State co-chair for U.S. term limits. Andrew Kalich has been named the Oregon State co-chair for U.S. term limits, bringing a wealth of experience in both private and public service to the role. Kalich has been a vocal advocate for term limits at the federal level and is committed to seeing Oregon adopt a resolution in support of term limits. Polls show that Oregonians from all political backgrounds agree on the importance of congressional term limits. Kalich, along with co-chair Alex Skarlatos, aims to improve government accountability, diversify Congress, and make government more effective for all Americans. U.S. Term Limits President Philip Blumel is confident that under Kalich's leadership, the term limits resolution will pass in Oregon. Kalich currently serves as the Director of Global Policy Development at Airbnb and has a strong background in public policy and constitutional litigation. He is actively involved in various community organizations and was a Democratic candidate for Oregon's 4th Congressional District in 2022.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Leadership and Management Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.